shift gears and talk some NBA with our guy, Jabari Davis, host of the Hot Takes and Shot Fakes podcast. He joins us on the Desert Diamond Casino Sports Line at 719-1490. What's going on, Jabari? Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem whatsoever. You know I always appreciate the invitation.
Absolutely. And, you know, we appreciate you coming on, Jabari. And, you know, when when we're talking about NBA in the month of August, you know something big has happened. And, you know, we heard the news today. We all got the Woj bomb on Twitter from earlier today. Lakers center DeMarcus Cousins has torn his ACL. And we don't know how long he's going to be out, but I think it's safe to say that he's going to be out for pretty much the entire season for this upcoming year. Jabari, what do you think about this injury and what this does for the Lakers?
Well, the first thought I had was it's got to be devastating for, you know, DeMarcus Cousins, and I recognize that not everyone is, you know, in the Boogie bandwagon. I get that. Quite frankly, prior to meeting him and, you know, interacting with him a little bit behind the scenes and kind of seeing what, you know, the guy was actually all about, I wasn't necessarily the greatest fan of his, but I have, and, you know, I'm not going to you know, pour out any liquor for him, but I will say it has to be devastating because not only is this essentially three consecutive seasons or three times in 2 years where he's had a major or significant injury, but if we're being honest, the financial toll that this has absolutely taken on him, it's just one of those where you just wouldn't wish it on anybody.
You know, we talked about this in the first hour, Jabari. You know, DeMarcus Cousins, sometimes he doesn't really vibe with people, and you had a chance to talk to him. Why do you think that people view him as maybe a bad guy or a bully, and what made you change your perception on DeMarcus Cousins when you interacted with him?
Well, the truth of the matter is because he's done things that would make you warrant people thinking those things. You know, whether it was just kind of, you know, having like a bit of a petulant attitude when he was, you know, young and, you know, in Sacramento, or, you know, simply not being able to get along with, you know, whether it was coaches or management. So I get it. He gets it, honestly. The only reason why I say, you know, when you see him behind the scenes is because when you see him behind the scenes and you see him interacting in the locker room and you see the, you know, the relationships that he has with players, you recognize, okay, so while we may have an issue with, you know, some of the behavior or some of the antics or whether perceived or, you know, or the actual facts, they don't necessarily have, you know, see him in the same light. So it's really one of those where when you see somebody interact and you see them like as an actual person as opposed to, like, you know, playing a character on our favorite, you know, TV show or whatever, or game or whatever the case may be, you know, it gives you a bit of perspective.
Jabari Davis, host of Hot Takes and Shot Fakes podcast, joins us on the Desert Diamond Casino Sports Line at 719-1490. And Jabari, do you have a fear that maybe DeMarcus Cousins will never come back to his original self? Because we saw it a little bit during the NBA Finals. He was phenomenal in Game 2. I thought he was actually the reason why they won Game 2 of the NBA Finals when he was a member of the Golden State Warriors. But we never really saw DeMarcus Cousins really return to his true self. Do you think we'll ever get that DeMarcus Cousins back?
You know, I try to never say never, especially when it comes to professionals, you know, sports in general, but, you know, in particular, someone else's body. But at the very least, you know, look, I wouldn't bet on him returning at what we once knew him as. You know, quite frankly, you can't rupture your quad, you know, break your leg and, you know, tear your ACL all within 2 years and really, you know, honestly expect somebody, you know, to come back full force. Now, I say that, you know, acknowledging that, but the truth of the matter is he can still come back and have a successful career. He could still be successful. I don't think it would be fair, you know, for anybody, you know, Boogie, including Boogie, to expect him to return that, you know, to the form that he once was.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do the Lakers do from here? Because DeMarcus Cousins, I don't know what their plan was, but I mean, you look at what could be a lineup down the stretch. I mean, you talk about closing minutes. I mean, the Lakers were looking at a possible lineup of LeBron James, Danny Green, Kyle Kuzma, Anthony Davis, and DeMarcus Cousins. Now, without DeMarcus Cousins, where do the Lakers go from here?
That's a great question. And, you know, honestly, there's probably a lot of folks in the, you know, within that organization wondering the same exact thing. Because when you look at, you know, what's potentially out there on the market, you know, obviously, you know, we heard about Dwight Howard a couple weeks back when he was, you know, whether it was a media tour or whatever it was, he did a couple interviews basically saying, hey, I'd like to, you know, still play this game that I love. I was, you know, when asked about it back in, you know, back at that point, I said, absolutely not. There's really not a need for him. I don't know. Like, if you're the Lakers, do you explore that? If I'm not mistaken, I think Joakim Noah may still be a free agent. Again, look, it's slim pickings. Let's just be honest. There's slim pickings in terms of what's out there. So in actuality, regardless of whomever they bring in, what it means to me is that Anthony Davis is going to be playing the five a lot more than what he probably would have been playing, and maybe even more than what he, you know, necessarily wants to. But quite frankly, the needs of the roster, you know, will be with him at the five.
Man, as a Lakers fan, Jabari, you know, hearing Joakim Noah and hearing Dwight Howard, I automatically had to put my palm to face. Like you said, it's slim pickings.
Trust me, it didn't feel good to say those names, especially because, like I said, yeah, I've been asked, you know, over the course of the summer about those guys, and I'm like, absolutely not. Why do you need, you don't need to go digging in the graveyard in order to bring in a player? But lo and behold, here we are. Yes, there's still time, and there may be some other names that are, you know, that are, you know, floating around out there, you know, that may be potentially available. But in all likelihood, I honestly think it's either going to be Anthony Davis playing the five with, obviously, you know, splitting time at that position with JaVale McGee and, you know, maybe some others. And, you know, maybe if you're the Lakers and you look at it as a true deficit once the season comes around, maybe you have to explore, you know, making another move. I you know, again, there aren't a lot of great options out there. You know, it isn't that they were banking everything on DeMarcus, but quite frankly, they were banking on him at least having a productive year. And with him, realistically, probably not going to play at all this year, especially given the timing of the injury. Yeah, that's just a really difficult time. Sorry, Lakers fans, believe me, it's not personal.
Jabari Davis joins us on the Desert Diamond Casino Sports Line at 719-1490. Again, that phone number is 719-1490. But, you know, with the Lakers without DeMarcus Cousins, are they still a title contender? Can they still contend in the Western Conference? Is DeMarcus Cousins going down a make-or-break deal for L.A.?
It isn't quite a make or break, but what it does is it places a lot of pressure on the other guys. So what I was looking at this as is, it doesn't necessarily have to be DeMarcus Cousins being a great player, being the great player he once was. And it doesn't mean that Kuzma has to, you know, step up, you know, well beyond where he was. If everybody just, you know, comes back a little bit better together, with the addition of Danny Green, all of the other additions they made, I thought that they would be a title contender. Now what that means is they are going to absolutely need Kuzma to take a step forward, not just on the offensive end, not just getting his outside shot back, which it has looked good in the summer. Again, everybody looks good in the summer, but, you know, taking a step forward on the defensive end, you know, being just an all-around player and being, more along the lines of the player that they had as a rookie, as opposed to what they got out of him as a sophomore. So honestly, what it really is going to take is everybody's just going to have to step up. I do believe that they're still in that conversation. I just no longer have them as the leaders of the pack. And yes, I did have them as the leaders of the pack.
Jabari, I want to shift gears over to Team USA Basketball. I want to get your thoughts on this. You know, Team USA Basketball, you know, they're getting ready for, the FIBA World Cup, you know, and they're bringing in these players. And normally, you hear the best of the best playing for Team USA. I looked at a potential starting five for Team USA for the current team. I saw De'Aaron Fox, Donovan Mitchell, P.J. Tucker, and Brook Lopez. I mean, those guys were in the starting lineup. Do you think that playing for Team USA has lost its mystique and not a lot of big-time players want to play for Team USA?
I don't think that. I think it's more of a timing thing. You've got a lot of big-time players that are injured. You've got a lot of big-time players that are, you know, moved to, you know, new surroundings, new settings, new teams, wanting to make sure that they're, you know, on pace and, you know, like, you know, lock in step with their, you know, with their new surroundings. And then you also have the situation where this is not the Olympics. This is the FIBA World Cup. And again, I'm not poo-pooing anything. I'm just saying I do think that if this were the actual Olympics, at least a few of the guys that turned them down would have been there. But I'm going to tell you this. I've come full circle on this team. While, of course, the sexy names aren't out there, you know, and no disrespect to Kemba, no disrespect to, you know, some of those guys, while the bigger names may not be out there, that's still 11 or 12 or however many people are on that roster, that's still 12 NBA players. So while we may not be, and by we, I'm saying, Team USA, while we may not be the prohibitive favorites, where it's just like, hey, like it would be embarrassing if they lost, they still should be the favorites heading into this tournament. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think they are the favorites. Team USA will always be the favorites when it comes to basketball. When you look at, you know, some of the guys that they have right there. What's one player that you really like and could really have an impactful NBA career?
On Team USA right now, I think all of them can. You know what? To be honest, and that's why, you know what, I lost track when I said I came full circle, because when I went into it, I thought, like, the big names aren't there. I'm not really excited. But quite frankly, you know, even though, yeah, Brook Lopez, you know what that is, and look, and no disrespect to him, I hope he does well in Milwaukee again this year. You know, Donovan Mitchell, you know, De'Aaron Fox, you know, the Kyle Kuzmas, all those young guys. What I'm most excited for is the fact that this will have them not just ready to go. They're going to be in, you know, in midseason form when camps open. Mm-hmm. So, you know, basically we have to adjust our expectations, adjust the storylines, and rather than it being, you know, just us going out there blowing everybody out, now it's, hey, let's see what these young guys can do. Let's see if this can propel them to have really successful seasons this year. And obviously that would lead to, you know, even better seasons from, you know, from their respective teams. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jabari.
I know I'm selling, but
yes. No, I was gonna say, Jabari. You know, you're always our basketball guy. You into football at all? You like NFL? You like college football?
I do like it, but I am just a fan. I certainly would not, you know, claim to be any sort of expert when it comes to football.
Okay, so what you're pretty much saying is that Khalil Tate is going to win the Heisman, and then the Arizona Wildcats are going to win the Pac-12, then go to the Rose Bowl. Is that what you're pretty much saying?
Absolutely.
Again, that is Jabari Davis, host of the Hot Takes and Shot Fakes podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at Jabari Davis NBA. Also, subscribe to his podcast on Apple Podcasts. A lot of good things coming out of Jabari. Jabari, once again, always a pleasure talking to you, my man, and have a great rest of your week, and we'll reconnect hopefully in the near future.
You know the pleasure is mine, and reach out anytime. I'm always ready.
Hey, thanks, Jabari. Appreciate you.
Thank you.